Have you ever wondered why most children burst with creative confidence, while most adults claim they have none? The answer isn't about losing some magical gift. It's about what happened to us in school. Our education systems, designed during the Industrial Revolution, were built to mirror factories. Standardized schedules, age-based grouping, as if date of manufacture matters most, subjects divided like assembly line tasks, and bells marking time like shift changes. This wasn't accidental. Schools needed to produce workers for an industrial economy, so they adopted industrial principles: conformity, predictability, linearity. The problem? We're no longer living in that world, yet we're still teaching as if we are. Meanwhile, the world has transformed at breathtaking speed. Technology that took centuries to develop now evolves in years. We've gone from 1,000 internet hosts in 1984 to nearly 2 billion users by 2010. Earth's population will add more people between 1999 and 2011 than existed in all of human history until 1800. Yet our schools still operate on 19th century assumptions, creating a dangerous mismatch between how we educate and what the world actually needs. Every school worldwide follows the same hierarchy. Math and languages dominate, humanities occupy the middle, and arts, especially dance, languish at the bottom. This structure reflects our belief that academic equals intelligent, conflating one narrow capability with intelligence itself. This obsession stems from Enlightenment philosophers who prized deductive reasoning above all else. Universities, as gatekeepers of success, shaped mass education in their image, turning schools into extended entrance exam prep. The result? Systems celebrating verbal and mathematical reasoning while ignoring capacities that built human culture: practical science, technology, business, art, music, dance, theater, love, and intuition. Consider Derek Paravicini, born prematurely in 1979, blind, autistic, unable to button his clothes or know his age, yet an astounding musical prodigy who recognizes 20 notes played simultaneously and transforms any piece into different styles after one hearing. Our narrow definition of ability creates an unnecessarily broad view of disability, branding people by limitations rather than discovering their extraordinary capacities. Your brain started with roughly 100 billion neurons at birth, each initially connected to dozens of others. As you grew, these connections competed, strengthening the ones you used, pruning the rest. This reveals something crucial. Intelligence isn't a single measurable quantity. It's wildly diverse, profoundly dynamic, and utterly distinct to each person. We perceive only a sliver of reality, light wavelengths between 400 and 770 nanometers, sounds between 20 and 15,000 hertz, while bats detect ultrasonic frequencies and elephants communicate with infrasound at 1 hertz. Culture shapes what we actually perceive. Two people on the same street see entirely different landscapes based on their interests and backgrounds. Roger Sperry's split brain experiments revealed how our left hemisphere handles logical procedures like language, while the right manages holistic operations like facial recognition. Yet simple actions activate multiple brain regions simultaneously. Speech combines with gestures, dance merges movement with visual design and musical expression. Martha Graham captured this beautifully. There is a vitality, a life force, translated through you. Because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. Each of us possesses a distinctive blend of genetic inheritance, experiences, and consciousness that creates our personal intellectual profile. Creativity isn't mystical talent. It's generating original ideas that have value through generation and evaluation. While imagination lets us envision things not present, creativity produces something tangible. People aren't creative abstractly, but in specific domains: mathematics, writing, business, music. Innovation implements these ideas practically. Human creativity's distinction is symbolic thought. Understanding one thing can represent another, enabling language that shapes perception. Arabic's hundreds of words for camel allow speakers to perceive nuances others miss. Creative insights emerge from unusual connections. Arthur Koestler's By Association brings together unrelated frames of reference, breaching boundaries beyond linear thinking. Yet achievement requires mastering the medium. Many adults claim they can't draw, not from lack of capacity, but insufficient learning. Without good teaching, drawing abilities plateau around age 13. Beyond general creative capacities, unique talents and passions define our personal creative potential, where aptitude meets passion. Creativity requires both feelings and intellect. Yet we've inherited a false dichotomy from Enlightenment rationalists who distrusted emotions and romantics who dismissed reason. Emotions aren't distractions. They're physiological responses from the amygdala and limbic system that connect with rational thought through intricate neural circuitry. Maturity means integrating both, as feelings guide crucial decisions. This understanding has sparked interest in emotional intelligence, recognizing personal feelings, communicating with empathy, and responding sensitively. Creative leaders with high emotional intelligence coach rather than command, nurturing individual talents. Science and art share creative processes despite different aims. Science explains through debate and revision, while art describes experiential qualities through chosen media, creating contemplative works where form embodies meaning. Recognition of these connections has sparked collaborative projects, heralding a new renaissance based on understanding the relationship between knowing and feeling. The lone genius myth misleads us. Creativity weaves through human culture's fabric, building on others' ideas. Culture shapes what we perceive as possible. In Los Angeles, a century feels extraordinarily long. In Beijing, a 900-year-old dish is still considered new. New technologies enable new creative forms. Shakespeare never wrote novels because they hadn't emerged yet. Rock and roll's explosive 1950s-60s impact couldn't have been planned. It caught fire through creative energy. Many British rock musicians attended art colleges rather than music schools, finding experimental atmospheres more conducive. For organizations seeking innovation, creative leadership means nurturing cultures where everyone can contribute while balancing freedom with evaluation. Organizations aren't machines. They're living communities existing in people's actions and relationships. The best creative teams mirror the mind, diverse, dynamic, and distinct. Effective collaboration requires plussing, building on contributions rather than negating them, and making partners look good. Education serves three purposes: developing individual talents, deepening cultural understanding, and preparing for productive work. As Socrates noted, education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. Students possess different interests and learning styles. No one learns when forced. When they discover what they enjoy and excel in, their overall education improves. Venezuela's El Sistema demonstrates this power, a national music program transforming hundreds of thousands of poor children's lives through orchestral training starting at age 2, creating daily havens while building self-esteem. Creativity isn't confined to arts. It exists in any discipline requiring intelligence. Simple ideas often have profound effects, like Tulsa's Book Buddies pairing young children with retirement home seniors for reading practice, resulting in 70% reading at grade 3 level or higher. Education quality depends entirely on teachers who inspire or discourage. Expert teachers balance traditional instruction with progressive inquiry-based approaches. Being creative in education isn't a luxury, it's essential for facing 21st century challenges. We need a new renaissance valuing different intelligences and cultivating creative relationships between disciplines, education, commerce, and community. Schools must spread creativity principles so each develops approaches suited to its unique community, helping every student discover where aptitude meets passion.